Now, D-U-Z Does brings you The Goldbergs.
You, does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Thomas didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Does.
Now she knows that Does, D-U-Z, is best.
That does everything.
Here's what Mrs. Thomas used to say when she sorted out her big wash. First, she'd fuss at Pa.
Does everybody get work clothes so greasy?
Then she'd lecture her daughter.
Well, don't blame me if your rayon slips look so washed out.
And then she'd scold Junior.
Must you always get my towels so black? Oh, this wash is a nightmare.
Ah, and then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found does best. You see, she discovered this new kind of soap really does everything in the wash. For towels, Does gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power, and for nice colors, extra safety. Now, wash days go dozing along for Mrs. Thomas.
I does those work clothes, and they come out spanking clean without a smidge of hard scrubbing.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than Does.
I does my towels, and they're the whitest white I ever saw.
No soap washes whiter than Does.
I does my rayon blouses and undies. The colors look so pretty and bright.
Sure, they'll last longer with Does because it's safer for colors. This new kind of soap does everything. It's best. And that's been proved by actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Does beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. You'll find does best. Does everything. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. If ignorance is bliss, then knowledge must be painful. At least so Rosie believes at this moment. She rushed from the house over to the meeting hall with the information that Jake was back from Mexico and was driving home from a neighboring town with Mr. Reynolds, Molly's opponent in the coming elections for the village council. But all she's told Molly is that Mr. Reynolds is on his way to the meeting without Elizabeth Neal. Rosie just couldn't get herself to the point of revealing her father's whereabouts to Molly for fear that her mother would leave the meeting and interrupt the nomination for council proceedings. Alone with Bertie now, Rosie is pledging her to keep the news from Molly. Listen.
Bertie, are you going inside to the meeting?
No, I've got to sit out here for a minute, Rosie, and get myself together. This night has been too much for me.
Bertie.
Rosie, please, I know what you're going to say.
I just don't want you to tell my mother that my father's on his way home.
You said that a half a dozen times, Rosie. For goodness sakes, Rosie, you're just like the rest of your family. I just wish you'd give me a little credit for some sense.
It's only because I want to be sure that my mother accepts the nomination before my father gets home, because...
Well, if you'll excuse me, Rosie, I think it's about time your father got over his old-fashioned ideas about women and their place in the world. Does he think he can keep a woman like your mother cooking oatmeal all his life, for goodness sake?
Of course not, Bertie.
Oh,
but...
Rosie, come here.
Yes, Bertie?
Feel my head.
Don't you feel well?
Have I a temperature, do you think?
Bertie, why don't you go...
And my heart feel...
I don't think so. Oh, Uncle David?
Yeah. Why didn't you come inside? Well, why are you staying here in the hall? It's so drafty.
Well, Bertie isn't feeling very well.
What's the matter?
I suppose you know Mr. Reynolds is on his way over here.
So that's why you don't feel well?
Oh, please, Uncle David. I don't feel well enough to make a joke out of anything quite so serious.
If it's serious, it's not serious for you, Bertie. Well, what do you think? Mr. Reynolds killed Elizabeth Neal.
Well, where is she? Where is she?
Maybe she's with him, coming to the meeting.
She isn't, Uncle David.
How do you know?
Because.
Because is an answer?
Because Mr. Goldberg's with him.
Huh?
Yes, Uncle David. Papa's with Mr. Reynolds.
So why didn't Mama say it?
Because I didn't tell Mama.
Why?
Because.
Again, because.
Well, because I didn't want to tell her until after she accepts the nomination.
Well, why shouldn't Mama know that Papa is coming home?
Uncle David, if...
I say Mama should know.
Uncle David, you'll spoil everything.
Well, what's everything?
Mama will leave the meeting and she'll go home and she'll start cooking and...
If you had a husband coming from miles away, you wouldn't? So why shouldn't Mama?
You don't understand, Uncle David.
I don't understand. Why don't I understand? I lived more years, and they gave me more understanding than you, Bertie.
Years aren't everything, Uncle David. I respect your age, Uncle David, but sometimes...
Sometimes what?
Sometimes youth also must have a say, especially right now.
A fun world we are coming to. Then uncles are told they are not understood, and...
Rosie didn't say that. I did, Uncle David.
You were there. You're considered with a year? Excuse me. Fine thing when children will determine what their parents should be told and should not be told. It might as well be already that the tongues and shoes should start making speeches and the heads and umbrellas should begin acting like wise men.
Please, Uncle David.
Advice is not only in plays, Rosalie. Life also teaches a few lessons. And the lesson is, if your father's coming home after all these weeks, with or without Mr. Reynolds and Elizabeth Neal, then your mother should know.
Mrs. Goldberg will know, Uncle David, but in due time, please.
Please, Uncle David, it's important that the nomination should go through without interruptions. Please.
I'm not a King Solomon, but I know what's right and what's wrong. To keep news of a husband and father from wife and mother, I...
Uncle David, please don't say anything.
You're here? I'm stretching my neck hither and yonder to see where you are. Why are you in the hall? I'm stretching my
shoulders.
They're up to the nominations already. Did you know they're up to the nominations already?
Well, why don't you go back inside?
Molly.
David, darling, don't talk now because I have to think now. Martha Wilbur has said I'm going to be called on to make the acceptance speech. What's the matter, Bertie? Don't you feel well?
Oh, I'm all right. I have a little temperature, I think.
Temperature, I think? Then let me feel you.
Oh, it's all right.
Molly.
Wait, David, darling. David, the newly elected president of your lodge, did you have to make a speech?
Who don't make a speech when they're elected?
So tell me, David, darling, how did you start?
Before you start, Molly.
Yeah, David. Uncle David, just tell Mama how you started.
I had something else to tell Mama.
What did you say, David?
Nothing. I'm not a speech maker, and don't ask
me. Well, you usually start a speech, Ma, by saying ladies and gentlemen.
Huh? Fellow citizens, Ma? To say fellow citizens, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, just make it very simple,
you can
Ma.
Just get up and say thank you.
Huh?
You would say thank you to me also.
What, David?
Nothing.
Don't you feel well, lady?
How can I feel well?
You're worried also about Elizabeth Neal.
Well, of course, Ma. We're all worried.
Yes, David.
Rosalind knows what I am worried about.
What we're all worried about, Ma.
Well, all right, we're all worried, but the meeting and the purpose of the meeting is our first consideration now.
There are some things, Molly, that are even more important than the meeting.
Well, all right, then if we can conclude the nominations, David, then we can consecrate on Elizabeth Neal.
I still say...
All right, David, let me just gather my thoughts and jot them down. Where did I hold? I should just get up and say thank you.
Listen, if you're nervous about making a long speech, Mrs. Goldberg...
I am nervous, but nevertheless, I want to say more than just thank you. If I'm saying it already, I should say more than thank you. I want to say, if I could say it, the ideas I have, if I could give them voice, it would make sentences.
See that they should make sense, Molly, not sentences.
I'm going to try, David. I'm going to try. Who has a pencil?
Yeah, I have.
Rosalie, darling, just jot down a sentence to remind me here and there.
Molly.
Hey, David, darling, I just thought of something.
Molly.
Yeah, Uncle David.
Uncle David.
What, Uncle David? What?
Uncle David never takes anything seriously.
David, this is very serious, David. It's a responsibility that I'm taking upon myself and my shoulders. It's very serious. I have to have a voice in the government of my village, my town, my people. That's not serious.
Say just that, Ma.
Huh? Yeah?
Uh-huh.
It was good?
Very good.
Yeah? Wait, so let me remember what I said. What did I say?
This is serious.
Give me the pencil.
And
let me write so I should hear my own writing.
Wait.
I said
shoulders. It's very serious. Yes,
wait, it's a responsibility.
Shh.
Wait. I said shoulders.
shoulders.
Well, it's a responsibility that
shoulders?
You're taking on your shoulders.
I'll see shoulders on no responsibility.
Oh, shoulders.
Responsibility.
Uh-huh.
Responsibility. And, all right, well, no. And, wait, let me see. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow citizens, these are times, dear friends, then we must all look to ourselves, and not only to our chosen leadership, but good.
Very good, Ma.
We must all be spokesmen and leaders, each one.
Very good.
Yes,
very
yes,
good.
Ma, but don't repeat yourself.
I did?
No, but don't, Ma.
All right. What was my last word?
Leaders.
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 Leaders. Yes. But now I want to say something else. Now I want to say something else. Soon the day will be here when our sons and husbands will come back. Not on furloughs. Not little moments stolen from death and darkness, but for good. And our children have to come back to something, to... And it's up to us...
Don't make it too serious, Ma.
Why not? These are serious times, Rosalie. We can't live like ostriches or worms in an apple and forget the tree.
That should go in your speech, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah? Yeah, Rosalie?
Yes, Ma.
Wait.
Don't make it too long, Molly.
Wait, darling. Wait, David. What did I say? I said, serious
when
times...
Uh-huh.
Wait, just a minute, Rosalie, please. Don't break my train.
Sorry.
Serious time. We can't live like ostriches.
Uh-huh.
That's why I'm going to be a councilwoman. How long could I be an ostrich in the kitchen? Worms in a tree. No, how did I say it?
Worms in an apple.
Worms in an apple and forget the tree.
Forget the tree.
Again, don't make it too long, Molly.
No, why, David?
Why? Because if you make it too long...
Uncle David.
Huh?
What did I say? Just don't make it too long, Molly.
Why, David?
Ask Rosalie. She knows.
Huh?
David.
What? Oh, for goodness sake.
Sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take Dove's, for instance. Now, you've heard me say Dove's is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too?
Say, that never occurred to me.
Well, then you've got a wonderful discovery to make. Do you want suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
You bet.
You get them with Dove's. Do you want really fast action on grease?
The faster, the better.
You get it with Dove's. Do you want extra kindness to your hands?
Of course.
Well, you get that with Dove's, too. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You see, you get everything when you get Dove's. Just try it. Watch how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. Notice you don't need to keep pouring in more soap. And see how easy Dove's cuts through tough grease. You don't do any hard scouring. And notice how nice Dove's leaves your hands. So soft and smooth. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, the way Molly's acceptance speech is shaping up, it would really be a shame if something occurred to keep her from delivering it. But with Jake alone on a highway with Edward Reynolds, anything may happen. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Dove's, the soap that does everything in your wash. Paper bags and cardboard cartons are scarce. They're needed for overseas. So next time you go shopping, take along your own shopping bag or basket.